what you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesher 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Mrigashira Nakshatra for all ascendants. Mrigashira Nakshatra, spanning Taurus and Gemini and ruled by Mars, is symbolized by a deer's head, representing curiosity, exploration, and the search for knowledge. Known for its gentle, adaptable, and inquisitive energy, Mrigashira is the nakshatra of seekers who are constantly on a journey for new experiences, intellectual growth, and self-discovery. This nakshatra encourages flexibility, sociability, and a desire to understand the deeper meaning of life. Here's how the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, second house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your second house, Mrigashira's influence brings a strong sense of curiosity and introspection to your thoughts on family, values, and self-worth. You may often find yourself thinking about how to expand your understanding of personal and family values, driven by a desire to seek knowledge that strengthens your foundation. Mrigashira encourages you to be inquisitive about the world, often leading you to explore ways to enhance your sense of security and self-expression. Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, first house. With Mercury in the first house, Mrigashira's influence brings a lively, adaptable quality to your self-expression and communication. Your mind is naturally curious and interested in learning new things, making you quick-witted and eager to engage with others. Mrigashira's energy inspires you to explore ideas, interact with diverse people, and continually adapt your knowledge and understanding. You're likely to have a flexible, open-minded approach to life, often thinking about how to grow through new experiences and connections. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 12th house. With Venus as the fifth lord in the 12th house, Mrigashira brings a contemplative, introspective quality to your creativity and emotional expression. You may often find yourself thinking about spiritual, hidden, or mystical subjects, driven by a desire to understand beauty and love on a deeper level. Mrigashira's influence encourages you to explore the inner world, often reflecting on how you can find fulfillment and harmony through self-discovery, meditation, or creative pursuits that connect you to the unseen realms. Cancer ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 11th house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the 11th house, Mrigashira's influence guides your thoughts toward friendships, social networks, and personal goals. You are likely curious about new social experiences, always open to meeting different types of people and expanding your circle. Mrigashira's energy makes you adaptable in your social interactions, often contemplating how to build meaningful connections that enrich your understanding and help you grow. Your mind is focused on creating harmonious relationships that support your personal dreams. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 10th house. With Jupiter in the 10th house, Mrigashira's influence adds curiosity and a thirst for knowledge to your professional pursuits and public life. You may often think about how to grow and expand your career through learning, exploration, and seeking new perspectives. Mrigashira's energy encourages you to approach your career with an open mind, thinking about how you can continuously improve and adapt. You're likely drawn to roles that allow for intellectual growth and exploration, reflecting on ways to bring wisdom and versatility to your work. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 9th house. With Saturn in the 9th house, Mrigashira's influence adds a thoughtful, structured quality to your pursuit of higher knowledge and philosophical exploration. You're likely focused on seeking truth with patience and discipline, often thinking about how to expand your understanding in a steady, responsible way. Mrigashira's energy inspires a persistent curiosity, guiding you to explore new philosophies, traditions, or belief systems that can bring depth to your understanding. Your mind is on a journey to discover meaning and wisdom, balancing structure with a flexible approach to growth. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, 8th house. With Saturn in the 8th house, Mrigashira's influence brings a cautious and inquisitive approach to your thoughts on transformation, shared resources, and the mysteries of life. you're likely drawn to exploring profound and complex subjects with a structured, methodical mindset. Mrigashira's curiosity encourages you to uncover hidden truths and explore themes of resilience and change, often contemplating how to manage shared resources or navigate transitions in a responsible, disciplined way. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, seventh house. With Jupiter in the seventh house, Mrigashira's influence shapes your thoughts around relationships, partnerships, and the pursuit of wisdom through shared experiences. You may often consider how to grow alongside others, viewing relationships as opportunities for mutual learning and exploration. Mrigashira's energy adds a dynamic of curiosity and open-mindedness to your partnerships, making you inclined to seek intellectual and spiritual compatibility. Your mind is focused on building relationships that allow for collective growth and understanding. Sagittarius Ascendant, Mars as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, sixth house. With Mars in the sixth house, Mrigashira's influence brings an energetic and explorative quality to your thoughts on health, service, and daily routines. You're likely interested in how you can improve and adapt your routines, often reflecting on ways to be more efficient and engaged in your daily life. Mrigashira's curiosity inspires you to explore different approaches to work and health, making you proactive and experimental in your daily tasks. Your mind is focused on practical self-improvement and actively supporting others in meaningful ways. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, fifth house. With Venus in the fifth house, Mrigashira's influence brings an adaptable, creative, and curious approach to your thoughts on romance, self-expression, and artistic pursuits. You're likely drawn to exploring various forms of creativity, always seeking new ways to express yourself or engage in romantic experiences that offer growth and discovery. Mrigashira's energy adds a playful yet thoughtful quality, encouraging you to approach love and creativity as ongoing journeys rather than fixed outcomes. You may often think about how to nurture and evolve your artistic and emotional expressions. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, fourth house. With Mercury in the fourth house, Mrigashira brings a nurturing yet curious influence to your thoughts on family, home, and emotional well-being. You're likely to reflect on ways to create a peaceful and intellectually stimulating environment at home, valuing open communication with loved ones. Mrigashira's influence adds adaptability to your interactions with family, making you interested in learning about different perspectives and finding harmony within your personal space. You often contemplate how to foster a supportive home life that also allows for mental growth and exploration. Hashash. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Mrigashira Nakshatra, third house. With the moon in the third house, Mrigashira's influence brings a gentle curiosity and adaptability to your thoughts on communication, learning, and relationships with siblings or close friends. You're likely open to new ideas and experiences, often exploring ways to connect with others on a meaningful level. Mrigashira's energy makes you a natural seeker, with a mind focused on how to express your emotions and ideas in ways that bring understanding and harmony. You're inclined to learn from your close relationships, valuing the knowledge and growth that come from shared experiences.